Good morning, welcome to, well, we can choose various different names for this episode, but I guess the Hungry James episode would be the most prudent title, not to be confused with the Hungry Hungry Hippos episode, which was never created. So why there would be confusion there? I don't know. But in any case, I did just walk past around about 3 bakeries, so I could have eaten, but I thought I'd record an episode of this show. I am presently in Barcelona, walking on a relatively quiet street, and there's a 4th bakery. I knew this street in particular had lots of bakeries, and I am sort of hungry. And a bagel shop too. Fun. And a 5th coffee shop, and a 6th coffee shop, okay. This street may have more coffee shops than most I have been on. It's a small street and yet has many coffee shops. And a cafe too, but that one looks closed. So, yesterday I visited the Familia, the large Gaudi design church. I learned after construction for 141 years, which is terrific. It's interesting to learn about projects that have been going on for such a significant amount of time. Yet persist, and there's sufficient funding for them. The building itself is an architectural marvel, I guess. Outside before, and if you can hear construction apologies, the building's so tall and it's magnificent and well designed, and every inch has been made to. It's been thought about and designed. One of the things I find most fascinating about touring cathedrals, basilicas, churches, is the intricacy in the design, how you can look in so many different places and you never really capture every detail with the human eye. You're always missing something, which subsequently is why I end up with a sore neck when I'm touring churches, because I look up at the sky too much and I end up with, and there's construction, I end up with just a lot.
Both a blessing because I'm able to see
such beautiful art, and a curse too because I end up with a sore neck, but it's nice to pay to be able to appreciate good art, then I digress. The Sagrada Familia was particularly fascinating.
Which I don't recall ever seeing such color.
There were hues of blue, green, red,
all well designed. Some of the colors that merged some entire paints and dedicated to approximately a specific color, and it was clear that the thought had been put into everything. I've never quite seen bright stained glass, and not only that, because of the sunlight shining through, the colors were projected onto.
Projected onto the rest of the church, and so at specific angles you could see the walls were sort of coloured because they had been shone on, if that's the right word, by the sunlight, by the sunlight and then through the tinted glass, or tinted glass rather. Just remarkable indeed. Church is also a work of art, and to go into even finer details, I learned that Gaudi designed specific ware, but the ceremonial pieces used in.
Used
And I drove past other coffee shops and ceremonies. That was what I was trying to avoid, because I'd already used the word ceremonial, but alas, sometimes it's difficult to find the right word in language. He designed those pieces to be placed on, say, the optical cable and various other areas. And that being fascinating, because it was indeed not just every detail in the building, but every detail in the ceremony was to be carefully chosen and selected and I've never quite seen anything like it. And the pieces were mostly plain glass, and some were, the larger ones were very difficult to view, but the ones that I was able to see were just amazing. That experience. I don't know if I'm rambling on too much about that particular church. But it was truly fascinating. And if you hear suitcases in the background, that's because there were suitcases in the background. There have been three of them. But yeah, so that was fascinating. I also went to the Picasso Museum, which unto itself was a terrific experience. I guess, firstly, I didn't know the range of Picasso's art, extending across mediums, across styles, across more. There was one, firstly, I didn't know that he, for example, painted bowls, and did charcoal art. I was familiar with Picasso more from and the colors thereof, but there was so much more range and variety. But perhaps what blew me away the most was the volume of art that he produced, and volume of high quality art that he produced. There were several paintings and drawings there that I looked at, and I had that feeling that I can't quite describe why, but the art is just beautiful and captivating and interesting. And I hope this podcast isn't too boring. I'm sort of traversing my mind for details. And I took a photo of those select pieces because they remind me, because they had that certain effect where I'm looking, I see something and I think, that's just beautiful. And then I stop. And then I sort of don't want to take my eyes off the work of art. An experience I've had in several places, but in this museum in particular, there was many works that had me feeling that way. But he produced like thousands of pieces of art over the course of his lifetime, which... change of discussion. The editing part of the episode, which for fighter podcasters, if you like, you can interesting provide a range of apps that tools for editing, and I love it. But it's certainly different to that with which and I just realized I did a copy of the Cathedral Spire from the Cathedral Street, which I haven't walked down this far before. This is certainly a busier part of town, where streets are really in grids, similar to that of that San Francisco almost, where you can look down a street for so long and you see multiple intersecting streets. And then there are also these parallel streets, which I believe have special names, but I've never quite seen anything like it. And it's interesting about Ultimate's crossing. Sometimes it had difficulties. And another cafe. So yeah, I'm definitely quite hungry. But one of my favorite Or rather, one of the things I wanted to do most was visit Nomad Coffee. And Nomad Coffee is almost open, which means this episode is not only the Hungry James episode, again, not to be confused with the Hungry Hungry Hippos episode, but also, and this is a lovely quiet street, I've just introduced a whispering tone. Whether that comes through well on the podcast or if they drill in the background, I don't know. I'm never able to record podcasts in Scotland on the move because I don't know what the word is, but it sort of interferes with the audio. Here we drill impressively larger because I'm walking toward the drill. And there are no side streets I can take, so I'm not walk past the drill. That's okay. Which means, firstly, this is the first episode where there have been two breaks in the show. But secondly, I found another street, which is great. With lovely pillars, I believe, and I can't be sure, well, firstly, to my left is the American High School. That is its name, evidently. Fascinating. And then to my right is what I believe to be the... not the National Gallery, but the theatre, yes. I came with intricate designs, like the pillars are almost like green glass bottles, and it's red brick, and there's colours, green, yellows, reds, and everything's intricate. Like the a wrapper around the pillars is floral, and it's all these different designs, and it's these details that really get me. Yesterday I also visited a cathedral wherein one could go onto the roof, which was excellent, and you were able to get a scenic, almost panoramic view of Barcelona. And I've just walked around the block in a circle. And I loved going up there, but there was only one elevator up and one elevator down. The elevator were taking 8 people, which meant you had to wait for a group of people to go up before you could go down, and vice versa. That being surprising, because I'm used to there being stairs to like a roof area in a church, in accompaniment to an elevator, and certainly stairs would have helped with the flow of traffic, because there were so many people. So I sat waiting for, maybe I was there for 10, 15 minutes up and maybe about 10 minutes to go down. It was certainly worth it going up. And this is the Barcelona Cathedral. It was certainly worth going up. And it's in those waiting times that, I don't know, I find there could be kind of special intrigue there. Like, they are almost between places. It's not quite your destination, but it's part of the journey. Which sounded oddly philosophical, but there's something special about it. The same place, and you're kind of surrounded by people you're all going to do the same thing in this case. There's a quote from Fraser I like. When bad things happen to good sentences, which is what this boss / lover maybe said. I think their introduction, the opening gambit per se, their rivalry on the programming on the station. Yeah, this was certainly, goodness, perhaps early season four. And that's baked in my mind because I've watched that show so many times. Frasier end to end, it provides 10 days of content, which is excellent, amazing. But it's also a lot of content to watch, which means it takes me weeks if Frasier's the only television I'm watching to kind of get through, and perhaps even months to finish. My evening would be of side streets. I'm present in the Gothic quarter. All these little side streets that take you, they're not quite arranged in a grid because they're certainly not straight streets, but they take you just to more side streets, and there's kind of this network of them. One thing that would be, I don't know, there is one downside, and that's like I was thinking one could create a map of all of the streets that they've been on, but that introduces an issue that GPS doesn't work very well. I was always told that in theory, GPS doesn't work well. Doesn't work well in GPS doesn't work well in areas where you have two streets because the signals bounce off the buildings and it's unable to properly plot your location per se. But now I know what that means because when I'm on Google Maps here, I can see that I'm positioned within a building even though I'm on a street.
I do wonder if there's short way or if it depends on where the satellites are, but
different street adjacent to the one I was on, and they're just also unique. This one having fewer. A place that's presently closed, but it's not air conditioners. Very thankful. And the heat here, not as hot as other locations in Europe, but certainly warm, to which I'm used. And air conditioning. Myself in a lovely plaza. Perhaps I could take a seat to record the rest of this episode. I believe I saw this plaza on the map, but I didn't record it. And I think this is a church. Yeah, let me take a seat next to the church. It's closed at the moment because it's early in the morning. One interesting thing is, on vacation, I like to wake up early because I can kind of, and you'll hear birds in the background. I like to get up early because I kind of feel ahead of the day. But here, there isn't too much that's open aside from, say, coffee shops that I have found. So, like all of the museums that I've seen open at like 10 a.m., all of the churches open 9, 10 a.m., which leaves me in a position where I can walk around and just explore. This being in contrast to my experience in the Vatican last year, where I had a tour at like 8 a.m. I actually have no idea what time the Vatican opens, but I had a tour at 8 a.m. and there were already so many people there. By the time I got to like the Sistine Chapel, which I guess is perhaps the most significant part of the Vatican estate, when I got there were so many people, and that I sort of become the bottleneck. And showed you the great concentration of people on campus to some degree at least. So yeah, that's fascinating. Fascinating indeed. And what other topics are on my mind? I am not sure. I didn't finish my topic about the elevators though. So when I was on the elevator in the cathedral, on my way down, I had one of those moments that I really appreciate of connecting between people, where I was just waiting at the elevator. And I locked eyes with this woman for only a few seconds, who then smiled. I smiled, and then I will probably never see that person again. But there was something really special about those sorts of moments where, I was just standing there, and that kind of illuminated the day, certainly, and especially the afternoon. It had been very warm. Although the roof of the church was surprisingly cool. I'm not sure why I was surprised, because it was more what's the word I'm looking for? It was up high, and it was slightly windy, but I did appreciate that breeze. And then I went back into the cathedral, and it was incredibly warm. I'm used to churches being a tad cooler than the outside, even in warm places, like, say, Rome, which is the only place to which I can compare. It was usually cooler in a church, but the cathedral, it felt almost as warm in there as it was outside. Maybe it was ventilation, I don't know, but it was certainly very warm. So it's been an interesting trip thus far. I've loved touring the churches. Today is a day that I've dedicated to the exploration of museums. This morning I have an approximately 30-minute walk ahead, or closer to 40 minutes to... Would you believe this is another break? To get to the museum, I think it's maybe on a hill. The name I presently can't recall, but I'm very excited for that. This podcast has been interrupted by two alarms going off on my phone. I tend to set multiple alarms in the morning because sometimes I'm not confident in my ability to. There's a motorbike. Wake up earlier in the morning, and some multiple alarms helps make sure that I'm up at the prescribed time. But this morning those alarms have interrupted the show. So that's my day ahead. The weather is Ruben at rubenherd.com said that he used to do a segment on his podcast where he would just read weather forecasts from random places in the world. But I guess in honor of that, but not quite in the same format, I can share the weather here. So there are a few clouds in the sky and it's warm. And yesterday I learned it can rain in Barcelona. It rained for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, and it was more just the odd droplet, but I was so surprised because the rain was warm, warmer than any rain I've felt, but I just didn't realize it could rain. This podcast episode's very different because outside, I'm used to looking around and getting caught up in all the details, whereas for this show, all I can really think about is like the outside and experiencing that. But in any case, I believe I will conclude the episode here. This has certainly been a rambly edition of the podcast, and if rambly isn't a word, it should be. I have been procuring new words for the Thumb of Words series, which I'm excited to share, but that's realistically a few days out. I've dropped the cadence of that series, in part because, and this was interesting, as I was reading the newspaper, I realised that the words that I was, that I read quite a lot of negative words, and I didn't really want to introduce negative words into the show. Or rather into the series. Secondly, I've written about 20 editions of Thumb of Words, which would trying to multiply by approximately 5 per post takes me to 100 words, which creates a really interesting glossary. Interestingly enough, this will really balloon the index that I have for my website. It's a tad out of date because, as with many additions to my website, it's an external, the code base is external, and my static site generator doesn't trigger actions like, say, indexing my search and re-indexing my index. Now here would be an interesting thing. If I had an index of indexes, and I would have to re-index the index of indexes, which would be a sentence with 3 instances of the word index. I do love it when you... I had a conversation recently where, interestingly enough, we misinterpreted the meaning of the words, so the validity of the conversation is in question, but I had a conversation in the IndieWeb chat where the word anti-disestablishmentarianism, the fun English word, which has a lot of letters, was used something like 8 times in the span of 10 messages, and that was the final message being that we misinterpreted the use of the word. So, alas, that was a learned experience. And because I've cut the recording, I don't even know if I've gone to the 20 minutes or so to which I strive to mark the ending of an episode. I said I would end a few moments ago, but, there's a cafe that I like called Biscuiter. Yeah, Biscuiter, which is a cool name. And someone's just stopped their bike. They're presumably going to go in. And yeah, they're going in. I'm going to head to Nomad Coffee now, the world-renowned coffee roaster for a black coffee. And then I will head to the first museum of the day. And this has been the... I think Hungry James edition is probably not what I will want to call the show. This has been the... let's keep it simple, the Barcelona edition of the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much. And I hope to see you in the next episode where I will presumably be inside again and able to focus more on the episode. So if this has been rambly, then my apologies. And yeah, have a good day.